Stephen Kay. Thanks, Mark. Listen for odd noises. Note any operator concerns, listen for odd noises. Check for cleanliness. Note any operator concerns, check PVC form and listen for odd noises. Ensure all guards are in place, check for cleanliness. Report any safety concerns. Note any operator concerns, check sensors, check PVC form and check all fans are operating, listen for odd noises. Inspect delivery chute. Ensure all guards are in place. Check heat box. Check for cleanliness. Check warp bar, push rod, mylon, knuckle. Report any safety concerns. Check lamps of master and slave are on. Note any operator concerns. Check belts and chains. Check sensors. Check clamps for tightness. Check PVC form or check nuts and clasps are secure. Check all fans are operating. Check bag seal. Listen for odd noises. Clean nozzle area. Inspect delivery chute. Clean head assembly. Ensure all guards are in place. Clean and grease eccentrics. Check heat box. Apply grease to all nipples, then wipe off excess grease. Check for cleanliness. Grease nip drive rollers. Check warp bar, push rod, nylon knuckle. Grease post bearings. Report any safety concerns. Grease pillow blocks. Check lamps of master and slave are on. Check hardened brushings and lubricate. Note any operator concerns. Drop of oil on chain. Check belts and chains. Check impeller is properly mounted on the shaft. Check sensors. Check screw weakness, then drive home. Check clamps for tightness. Check tightness of screw. Check PVC former. Check and record clamp pressure. Check nuts and clasps are secure. Check and record pump pressure. Check all fans are operating. Check and record ram pressure. Check bag seal. Check and record screw pressure. Listen for odd noises. All sensors working. Disconnect, disassemble, check, sanitize and reassemble piston and cylinder. Dismount horn and clean. Replace filter and diaphragm if necessary. Craft packing stripper and rewind. Listen for odd noises. So thanks to Mark for having me here. I'm very happy to be reading. And I'm happy to be reading with Lisa. I had a chance to read The Men last night, and it's just wonderful writing. And Lynn McClory was reminding me that we read together around the same season of several years ago when I was supporting Torontology, and she was reading from The Weather at the Hart House, and it was another wonderful evening. So tonight I'm going to read from American Standard Canada Dry. I've been reading from it for over a year, but tonight's given me the opportunity to read some sequences I've never read before, some sequences that I abridge or that I don't go through, so I'm going to read several pieces for the first time publicly. This is a translation of a Frank O'Hara poem, a homolinguistic translation. Khrushchev is coming on the right day. Zipper is coming on the right Zivon. The cool grace Malay is pushed off the enormous bok by hard Rosenblatt, and everything is tossing, hurrying on up this Hobbs. Has everything but politis, Captain Crunch Sid Vicious says, and five different Burgess I see look like reptile cages. With her blonde O'Keefe tossing too, as she looked when I pushed her little Rilke on the Campion, on the Mitchell, it was also windy. Last the Mano, we went to a Faldo and came out, quail is greater than armchair, Silicon said. That's what I think. Blueberry Beckett and Zipper was probably being carped at in Javax and Politees. Silicon tells me about his Shaw's trip to Kodak. Bottle tells us about his Franco's life in aspirin. It sounds like Jackknife's painting aspirin. So I go Purdy to Pollock, and Jones drifts through my Play-Doh, plane ticket, pool table, and cuttlefish, all unknown Richards of the early fry, as I go Stein. Where does the McLuhan of the crumb go when Drano takes Q-tip and turns it to ozone Artaud? Gates of Edison. So I get back up, make McCartney, and read tea leaves, his echo so dark. Q-tip seems blinding, and my Marx is blowing up the Skinner. I wish it would blow off. Though it is cold and somewhat warms my bush, as the Hugo bears Zipper onto Big Mac, and the Edison seems to be eternal, and Augustine seems to be inexorable, I am foolish enough always to find it in O'Hara. To read a sequence called The Prowling of Fowls, and the idea behind the sequence was to write short little bird poems, and what I did was I responded to the canon of bird poems in British and American poetry. And I deliberately misread them and then wrote a response to that misreading. So, for example, Skylark, Shelley's Skylark, I read as about a Concorde jet, and then I wrote a poem in response to the Concorde jet, and I went through several bird poems. So, Start with crow. Twa tobies between pale ale loitering, a horse, a hound, a brain pain growing, ice picked, heel to rope, net braced, home before the verb. Skylark. Screaming across the sky, concord, wine rage, cylinder vibrator, a fame thrower. Occluded faith holder, virginal flight paths, vapor trail, glowworm, again, before again. The wild salons at Sunnyside. Floating seems to select her own society. On the mirrored deck are 9 and 60 swans. God bless Gwen Jacobs, lucky Jim Lappin, perhaps 19 late summers, opportunity talks. Blackbird. Raw meat chloride, like gift wrapped with cuffs and scarves, Australopithecus within us. Of three minds, Abelard, Ahab, Antichrist, gambled 13 shits, going back to Cali. The wind hover. Caught this catgut Mao Zedong, the rape of the Kyoto woman, gave a gash for cold gold, these states of infantile possibilities. Nightingale. Thin blue outline, never colored, blind justice to swerve and project. Bacchus with a baton, pounding posies, hypocritical hypothermia, naming roads after rogues. The darkling thrush. Puff Pater with thin chest, a smoke-free century, for cops read corpse. Legions of lesions, Nevea awaits conversion, or does not sarcoma to despair. Jub Jub. I am agog for grog, fiver on the tablet by none, too many be causation and not in Guelph chars. Feeling frapacious tornite, Hera lost something, I readlized laster than it seems. Raven. If not the desk, why not the floor? Heron Tyrannicus, riddled with responsibility. Back on the platform, filtered the breeze. Something about suicide, the third one's electrified. And King of Birds. After strange pedagogues, like nothing else in tenacity, Bakhtin's beach ball, elated by the crowd. In those days, we looked on these works, stood on those shoulders, kicked them in the head. I'd like to read a sonnet. This is called MMs. The outbe SVAHR now plays HK. It's MK all the way, LB describes it SCCs. Resting at SNCs and KMCs, the sudden urge to be at SDs. CZ, the way I feel TN, the need to RM this EV. YRP, absolutely ASs. MTS, BTF, woman, like TLG, LGT. Want to CR with DL, AMZ, SGT, INC, NGT. It's Shakespearean, not Petrarchan. A poem to connect sort of with the work poem I opened with, Hydra, is about working an assembly line. This is about commuting to work. Stop and go to slow. The world wakes as one, boxed by boers, belts, bothersome bottles bang in the boot. A sinister semaphore to get to the shore, past futurism of 67, antediluvian architecture, megalomania of Mayor Metro, lucky till Lawrence, destination undesired, as sanguinary as Seneca. How about Hector Ng as transitive from S and G to S, one's Gehenna, one's own? Not the idle hour, faulty faculty, drive like dukes, vanity veritas, Puma on port, playing Pac-Man, Paxil in Passum, cutoffs to conclusion. So a work and travel poem, and I want to connect that with a piece that I haven't read publicly, Gas Food Lodging. In preparation for this reading, Mark asked me to write an artistic statement or a statement about a poetic statement about one of my works that I was going to be reading tonight, and I chose from Gas Food Lodging. And I don't know if you've all been to the website, but it's just a brief statement, so I thought I'd preface my reading by just mentioning it. So this is Gas Food Lodging. What I say is travel poems, one-liners, puns and idle thoughts as one drives and mentally drifts. It's often been stated that perception and consciousness change with train travel, so too with driving. Yet how to write the road poem without falling into that problematic beat intensity, that Olympian and masculine thrusting from east to west across the continent, that caffeinated and cigarette chivalry and sexism? And when traveling from north to south, crossing borders in a time of war, how to avoid both cultural tourism and nationalistic overdetermined responses, flags and friendly fascism? How to travel without capitulating to the capitalist imperative? Gas Food Lodging draws attention to the fact that when on the road, consumption has replaced cultural significance. A stop on a road, an exit off the highway, is defined more by what you can purchase at that point, fuel, sustenance, or rest, than what there is to experience at that locale, in an over-mediated space, an attempt at meditation. So I'll just read a couple of samples from Gas Food Lodging. It's in three parts. Route one is called Pedzing, and the second exit from that, or actually the fourth exit from that. A family compact car, a Chateauclique mobile, Pedzing, speeding to a karmic resolution, goofballed into guilt. Watertown as a watering hole, but take the pastoral and watch for predators when otherwise occupied. A rusty musket, saber ratting them out at night. Summer sweat immediate, menthol memories and cross-border stopping. A lover's rocking boat, chair stickiness or Alabama ignorance. A skin swim proposed to lay the situation bare, paired to the bones once shared. A store of simpletons, shipping fools in service. Indigenous coffee never so fine or free of fatuousness. Roman names without the glory holes, see in particular at the moment. So swerve the awakening when questioning the value of grunge. Hard rain reminders lying at the true south. Considered response, I meant repose. Now interrogate the better loved one. Vile bodies bowed, a symptomatic problem better left to professionals. Autograph annoyance, billed for the baptism, credited for the confession. Confirm the last rites of marriage and priestly orders forbid the maintenance of memory. Aims low, but across on highway robbery with a chance raconteur claiming alacrity. Serviced by the mile, missing heads found bagged together, Stephen Cyan. And Route 2 is Johnny Cake Road, and Exit 4 from that is one. A doctorate with no patience, enlightening. Things to read while things are loading. Mystification of probability, you've made it when you can sleep for two. I meant to say cadaverous, but skeletonic rhymes tumbled forth. Green, blue, purple, that dark eye magnified. Stupid cupidity, negative culpability. When one walks out a door, the foreclosure is imminent. Move. There were things in his handwriting that I missed, caught between the pages, noted in notebooks. Look down with sympathy or disgust. Baudelaire's angel over the streetcar tracks. White waters are gray when clouds forebode. Tracks on the boardwalk, sand swirls over the planks. A needle or a monument to the north. Once wrote, the further you go out, the harder it is to get back. But now it just seems trite but true. A hiss or a squeal, some red lights flicker but become white in the reception. How long can the lame await the virile? Great success in doing so. What, are you kidding? He's one of the major writers of our time. White stockings with gray smudgings, so courtly that I couldn't care. But that shadowy, treasured glimpse, I wish he were smarter. Then the Nova would emerge fully formed with darkness made visible. When manhood stood up, I sat down. Three tunes, all killers, plucked and sectioned, awaiting the consummation. Scat has two connotations. What do you say to a sound poet? And the last route is Exit Sodom. Exit one. All the bald young men, maybe work on this technique instead. Approach the tabernacle with desecration in mind. Men escaping from women or those green hills that Hemingway mastered. When did it ring? What did it suggest? Didn't know the explosive I carried like a Conrad crook. To run back to that place you keep damning yourself to. The arrogance of the chapbook poet. Buffalo wings, no different than the northern variety, and it is only thinking which makes it so. Watching that door for a friend who is a brother, or else a brother who is a friend. I've got a lyric heart, so clarue me. Driving through a vineland by which we were once denominated, bringing back Bruges, a taste can send one feeling. Did she fall off that log? No one to ask without seeming stupid. Hopkins accents, vertical man, inscaping from my in stress. Nobody said it'd be sleazy, a Don drawn with dappled brawn. Nothing else notable along the way unless I fail to stop. Those who walk may run, emphasis mine. Well, how gazelle of you. Take your picture outside the Pharmacon and call it a glyptograph. Urban archaeology. P. Cobb was here painting those stones of which we can only capture the flakes. What wonderful production. What means the world is too much with us. A feint toward destroying your only audience through attrition. Okay, I'm confused by those things which signify stop. What are they again? Signs? Just rolls off the tongue, didn't it? Haven't taken that exit yet. Lawrence lamented that they were too close. And lastly, or perhaps a jolly sad man. Instead of amusement, try arrogance and indifference. Born a Catholic and apocalyptic. Men seeking women with cell phones set to mute. Could be the worst anniversary spent, ignoring, of course, that brief epiphany. Feelings that might emerge if one had the resolve, from where to where I'm from. Dismissed by the ignorant, but it still burns, that insidious virus which creeps from the south. Might have swapped had we been more aware. Letting one's hair down might help, but might only result in me coming unbound. Mostly modern, but sometimes the emotion escapes. Vikings had them too, confessions of a mannish boy. A flag in Flanders, friendly fascism, many more to plant before mine time. Get back to me when you can do as well, if not, stop sending me the shit. Once made that gold vermilion discovery, to each its sin saying itself is enough, but we call it maize. No, there is none worse, terribly laconic, see you in court, Chaucer attributed. That drunken prosody returns with a stilt or a wah. The first one to make a Derridian pun, win some lies, DFB, what thoughts I have of you tonight. Certainly a full moon and surely a hangover. Too much world and not enough time. Baffled by your pretense to death, your confessions on the long road home. That ballad bites, and somehow the balance has become ballast. Brings rain half slanting through the screen against the glass as Owen sighs again. Sassoon told two friends, and so on, and so on. Bet you really love rhyme and meter within reason. Read two very short poems, both called eponymous. One is a response to the invasion of Iraq, and the second is a response to the re-election of Paul Martin. So the first eponymous. We wax them hard with cobras, disinfecting circuses in our underwoods of Ajax, a semi-automatic for the people, capitalist corsairs drunk on glory and gummy bears, the poetics of porcelain, a superior crane, liquid litotes, frozen in the JC auto pose. An eponymous two. And bleed Canada dry, else federalism grids, grades, gripes, a tropos and typos with space for typos. The scene is synecdoche of state, neonatal naturalism, nth meaning nation. So I want to finish my reading with a poem that, again, tries to connect to the first poem I read tonight with notions of labor, notions of capitalism, to connect with gas, food, lodging, and commodification. And in this case, the commodification of sexuality, the pharmacological and capitalistic monitoring of sexuality. So this is a poem based on inflation and deflation on verbs that start with C, and it's called the Viagra Monologues. Anybody newt in perpetuity, a cybernetic serpent Boswell, dinnerware Debussy, crinkle, dossier showdown to certify the messiah, dimple chipmunk laxative rerouted, vague Walcott Brontosaurus Durr, Max Ovid funny, gag wider giddy, counterpoise, contextual documentation, litigate diversionary Nevada, Raceway pummel, conspicuous Gordon. Preside curious monotonous shoal, alienate harmonious eelgrass, appraise infancy, contort. Decommission email, cream bubbling, sink, eschew, infeasible Lenin analogy. Syllogistic sprocket, corruptible facial, bromide chamber serfdom, Harvard Hoover, converge. Symbiotic epiphany, disastrous dialogue rag, Bronx, noggin, greatcoat influence. Commodore condominium, chutney continuum, blueprint Blake broth, vanilla verbiage, confound. Playground of psychotherapy, boycott Brazilian bibliographies, advise aggressive Albertan archangels. Dear Missouri Dragonfly Destiny, Implosion Digitalis Dutiful, Sociology Snow, Cure. Fibonacci Potential, Aboriginal Shamrock Avaricious, Nairobi Firefight, Backyard Chloride. Drippy Dick Clitoris Conveyance, Shagging Dharma Gophers, Newspaperman Satyr, Come. Sammy's Speculum, Blue Ball Bipartisan Birthday, Hotbed Tailgate Guitar Goo. Annunciable Coincidental Still Shrewish, Shill Monocle Pixel, Bisexual Schoolboy, Compress. Whiplash Hepatitis, Dr. Pompadour Pandemic, Creamery Diatribe Ozone Porpoise. Squeegee Cyclist, Grandmother Regime, Zen Archbishop Autism, Scholastic Torpor, Conserve. Lovebird Disruption, Deus Ex Masseur, Bushwhack Profane Lowell Lyrics. Delft Eulogy, Joyride Gunplay, Razorback Centaur Charm, Postdoctoral Wilderness Castigate. Careful Clubhouse, Aggression Wholesale Panic, Expelling Hungover U.S. Conscript. Hewn Toilsome Technocratic Parsons, Cuttlefish Choreography Circuitous, Furious Asparagus, Collapse. Shrimp Politicking, Dreyfus Explodes Elan, Charismatic Crest Cannibal Centenary. Rabbit Bard, Badland George, Go-Go Harpy Dress, Turgid Trollop, Commingle. Pesticide Phenomenology, Morrissey Nightshirt Psychosis, Bisection Decompression Arid Afterglow. Frivolous Homunculus, Inescapable Serbia, Placeholder Showroom Buffet, Jerkin America, Catch. Cowbell Repairman, Diamond Drafties Hand Clasp, Accrue Apace, Almighty Anguish. Anthem Albania, Immunized Afterlife, Nouveau Synopsis Explode, Gestapo Grim, Constrain. Democracy's Decadent, Crossword Coolie Alcohol, Aristocratic Aphrodite, Briny Housewives. Dabble Done, Christian Kibble, Citywide Alligators Downwind, Frostbitten Camel, Confound. Best-selling Earthworm, Disposable Mammal Dialect, Dynasty Hatchway Exorcist Degree. Virgil Ballad Thesis Taught, Levi's Brutal Incessant, Astonish Shashan Cough. Codebreaker Cougar, Ornate Asterix Bathos, Perilous Headwind Hacienda Helmsman. Condensable Homesick Cadet Communion, Beethoven Lattice Malfunction, Longfellow Damage, Convince. Doughty Davies, Exterminate Edelweiss Elysian, Sincere Bully Boy, Brimstone Recruits. Pummel Placeholder, Catastrophe Cambodia, Geophysical Template Stopover, Resemble Documentation, Criticize. Uzo Officio, Hypocritical Hometown Piss, Dairyman Caricature Pocket Tarzan. Crumbling Churchyards, Mexico Dementia, Dumpty Deaconess, Inharmonious Dusseldorf Striptease Contest. Canary Yourself, Downplay Sales Girl Deodorant, Mankind Souffle Elegant Waffle. Strafe Scotsman, Acropolis Astrology, Congenital Catharsis, Clockwatcher, Alethea Ablaze, Chastise. Stampede Evensong, Disembowel Various Motherlands, Playback Berlin Laminar Labrador. Miss Arsenal Religious Firepower, Adolescent Oriesta Claret, Aeolian Beaujolais, Consume. Aristotelian Chimpanzee, Aphorism Etude Acres, Sandberg Shark, Drunken Euripides. Interpol Convention, Unicorn Dominion, Chickadee Elliot Bafflehead, Diacritical Casanova, Convene. Caruso Curfew, Average Arizona Allspice, Bongo Backwater Bookbinder Bilge, Controversial Contradistinction Escalate Descent, Erie Igloo Aftermath, Champlain Complex Cross, Crystallography Capri, Starlight Cufflink Withdrawal, Deadwood Faculty Matisse Know-How, Coconut Ensemble Elfin Acorn, Tortoiseshell Cerulean Aloha, Compulsory Cataclysm, Clown, Bakelite Canticle, Dyspeptic Frog Fortune, Lethargic Logging Grendel Dormitory, Intellectual Backwater, Inadequate Elysium, Hiatus Hysteria, Homecoming, Catastrophic Chromosome, Co-opt, Bandwagon Brussels, Anthropomorphic Pencil Swordtails, Cloudburst Canto, Circumspect Columbus, Sucrose Republic, Cowpoke Esquire, Venomous Beginning, Wine Master, Neurotic Fishmonger, Creep, Odin, Declamation, Idiomatic Bonnet Bread, Convocation, Caveman, Cockeyed Curiosity, Switchblade Millionaire, Scarface, Amen, Barrel Salish Swain, Reptile Syrup, Clarify, Scarecrow Suspicion, Jacobite Oboe Ball, Courtroom Continuation, Curlew Crèche, Barefoot Lamentation, Lapidary Footwear, Chokeberry Citron Chartreuse, Discreet Herd, Coddle, Accusative Coyote, Wage Residue Wizard, Heavyweight Pegasus Petunia Foundation, Brassy Burlesque Bridgewater Brinksmanship, Forbidding Twitchy Flotilla, Osmosis Doctorate, Collaborate, Drab Babyhood, Grievous Grail Groom, Terrapin Schoolteacher, Fisherman Panacea. Thank you.